CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep. Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scaglia to lead in Homer's Grim Astale. The UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as featured faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the Colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and January 20th is Denim Day. Stand up for a respectful campus and ask the same of your friends. Wear denim, a Denim Day sticker, or both on January 20th to stand against sexual assault. Why denim? In 1998, an Italian court overturned a rape charge because the victim was wearing tight jeans. The ruling stated that because the victim's jeans were tight, she had to have helped remove them. As a result, the court ruled that she gave consent to her attacker. Enraged by the verdict, people around the world launched into protest, showing support for the victim by wearing denim to their places of work. On January 20th, show your support. Take a stand against sexual assault. For information about workshops and resources, or to get your Denim Day stickers, visit students.ubc.ca/SAAM or gotconsent.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, BC. And I am your host of the show of Face 4 Radio. Faceheads, welcome back. Pleasure to be here. excuse me. We have an exciting show planned for you today with some good music, a funny story, and hopefully just good times all around. And we're going to start off with a song by someone who, if you've listened to this show before, you know I'm a big fan of his work. I think he is a genius, and I think he does not get the recognition he deserves. Although he does get a fair amount of recognition, he always seems to be a bit in the background. And that, of course, is Mr. John Cale, the violaist of the Velvet Underground for their first two albums. And since then, his solo output has been just extraordinary, in my opinion, for the most part. He now has a new album coming out tomorrow. I'm very excited. This new album, however, is not fully new. The album is called M Fans. And the reason for that is that it is a reworking of his 1982 album, Music for a New Society. And apparently he wrote the music for that album. It was recorded live, and he wrote at a very turbulent time in his life. And apparently, it's actually one of his albums that I don't know very well, but it is a highly regarded one of his albums, although he struggled a lot with it. So I think in the wake of Lou Reed's death, who was obviously a bit of an important figure in his life, even though I wouldn't say that they were really friends for the most part. They were something to each other. So that and other happenings in his life, he returned to this album that he wrote in a tumultuous time and reworked it completely. So all of the songs from Music for a New Society have been reworked for M Fans. So we're going to start it off with the song Close Watch off of the new album. And fans, a reworking of this song, Keeping a Close Watch, from Music for a New Society from 1982. And the album M-Fans comes out tomorrow, along with a reissue of Music for a New Society on Domino Records. Enjoy.
Watch to the light.
All right, we are back. And the show is A Face for Radio. And I am your host, Eric Coates. And we just listened to the song Boy Kings by Pale Red. Before that, we listened to the song Party Police by Always. And we kicked it all off with the song Close Watch by John Cale. I already talked a bit about John Cale, so let's talk a bit about those other bands. Always is a band from Toronto. They released their self-titled debut a couple years ago now, in 2014. It is a great album, an infectious album. And they are going to be in Vancouver in April, supporting, as you may know, one of the favorites of the show, Courtney Barnett. The band Always, which we played, will be opening for Courtney Barnett at the Commodore. Tickets are sold out. They released more tickets. They sold out. So I'm hoping that they will release more. Who knows? But keep your eyes open and try and snag those while you can, because it will most definitely be a great show. And then we played the song Boy Kings off the White Mink EP by Pale Red, a Vancouver band, although all of the members are originally, I think, either from Nanaimo or Gabriel Island. And they played Shindig on Tuesday, one of the semifinals, their second year playing Shindig. And unfortunately, in my eyes, they did not get the win. I was hoping that they would make it at least to the finals, maybe even take the prize this year, because I think they're a great band with tremendous potential. As you hear on that song, it's a really good song, but the recording quality is not very good at all. So if they won Shindig, they could really, really put those prizes to good use. But they didn't win. It's okay. Walgren won, who is interesting in her own right. And, you know, we'll see how she does in the finals. Hopefully she does well. So, yeah, I thought I'd play some Shindig, play one of my favorites. The finale is coming up in just a couple weeks. We have one more semifinal on Tuesday. And then the finale is Friday, February 5th at, where is it? Pat's Pub. You should know by now. So come check it out. Try and come out next Tuesday. And if you can't, make sure to be there February 5th, the Friday night at Pat's Pub for the Shindig finale. Dress up. Okay. Whew. What else do I have to say? Here's what I gotta say. I have a very interesting album here. It is called Tribute. It is by a man named Doug Shand. I have no idea where he's from. He's Canadian. And tell you the truth, I have not listened to this album. So you might be thinking, well, why would you play an album that you haven't listened to? Well, apparently it got to the music library and they were debating what to do with it. And I saw it, and in an email that Doug Shand sent the music department, he said that he wrote the song Dear John for John Lennon at Yoko Ono's request, Yoko Ono's personal request. So he wrote the song and sent it to Yoko around Christmas, and apparently Yoko loved it. So if Yoko loved it, I'm sure we'll love it. But more than that, that I think is interesting. It's funny, and apparently the song is Beatle influenced, which, I mean, I love the Beatles. I think they're the greatest band of all time. But besides that, I think it's cool because Doug Shand is not a young man. Doug Shand is definitely, you know, at least in his 40s. Probably, I'd say, 50s or 60s. And he wrote this album Tribute, I guess, in part to his deceased wife, Lana Shand, who co-wrote the lyrics with him. for most of the songs, and also for John Lennon, I guess two people who inspired him. And what I find inspiring about this album is the fact that it's completely self-released by a guy who, you know, is not a young man anymore. And it's cool. It's cool when you see something self-released by like a 22-year-old or 25-year-old, and that's exciting. But I find it in a way even more exciting when you have someone who's at an age where you wouldn't expect them to be putting out new music, you know, self-releasing debut EPs and sending them across the country. So I want to support Doug Shand because, you know, to show that there's also support if, you know, it's never too late to follow what you want to follow. And after that, we got some more good music. But we're going to kick it off with the song Dear John, Beatle influenced by Doug Shand. Yoko Ono loves it. So hopefully you will too. Dear John, thank you for your peace and love. Sorry that your dream come undone. World can live as one. As children we believed in happy endings. As kids we shot each other.
You keep reading, but I'll keep reading you.
Back, you're listening to A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates, and we have a special guest, friend of the show.
Wow.
And colleague, colleague of ours here, Miss Eleanor Waring. How's it going?
It's going really well. It's good. I just had breakfast at a place that I didn't know existed on campus.
What place?
I don't know what it's called. It's like an Italian cafe over by the forestry building. I just discovered it last week. It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Things you learn when you go where you don't normally go.
Yeah, I have no idea what, is on that side of campus. I realize no one on the air can see my
understand.
Hand gestures.
Well, there's, the arts half of campus and the science half.
Yeah.
And you typically stay where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I wish I knew what it was called, but...
So, Eleanor.
Yes.
I'm going to run through quickly the songs that we played here, and, we'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay.
First, we played Doug Shan's Dear John, his tribute to John Lennon that Yoko Ono listened to around Christmas and loved, off his album Tribute, self-released. And then we listened to Yokes with the song SBC off Not Your Bay Demos. And then we listened to the band Milk with the song Standards off of their album, or cassette album, Late Bloomer,
mm-hmm.
Which was just released on Friday, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Yolks is a band that you are in.
I am in Yolks, yes.
And what do you do in the band?
I play the drums, and I laugh at Erica's jokes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That seems like a good spot to be in.
Yeah, it's fun.
And what is Yokes doing tomorrow?
We are playing at the Film Sock CITR Beer Garden in the Norm Theater. Very exciting. You did that last year, too.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was a great time.
Yeah. Playing in a movie theater. It's going to be an interesting experience.
Yeah. And so you guys are going to be playing before the movie, right?
No, I think we're playing in the intermission.
You're both playing in the intermission.
I think so. I think we're going to play half the movie, and then we're going to play, and then Cheap Flavor is going to play, and then the other half. Or we'll be before, but...
Oh, that kind of makes more sense, I think.
Mm-hmm. Music break, little music break in the middle of the movie. Yeah. Yeah, it should be good. I'm excited.
That is very exciting. And you haven't seen Spinal Tap before.
No, I haven't. How do you know that?
I think you said it after one of the meetings. I overheard you.
Have you seen it? I'm assuming you've seen it.
I've seen it twice, I think.
It's good.
I think it's a pretty funny movie. it's a ridiculous movie. But that's exciting. You guys also have another show coming up, right?
Yeah, we're playing at the Railway Club on Tuesday with a band from out of town and another band called Testopia. So that's also a fun little space. So I'm interested to play there as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's where Shindig used to be held
for
a long time.
Yeah. Last time I was at the Railway Club, I was in a mosh pit and I lost my watch and it was really sad.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like really sweaty and hot. Like it wasn't so like I don't think someone ripped it off my arm. I think it was just like it was in the middle of summer and it was packed.
Yeah.
Because they chose to have a show there. The people, I don't know why. Anyways, and then I went to look at what time it was at the end of the night. There was no watch there.
That's brutal.
It was sad, but it's okay.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
I guess the note for our listeners, don't wear a watch when you go moshing.
Or it's just the price you pay.
It's the price you pay.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I've almost lost my glasses multiple times moshing.
That's worse.
It's all, like, the first few times I went, I was like, I don't need to worry about this. Like, I hate putting contact lenses in. And then the last time I was at the Black Lips.
Ooh,
you were there.
Yeah.
And that just erupted.
It really did. It really did. And then I was like, I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah. And I was just caught in the midst of it. And at one point, my glasses like flew up. And I think I caught them right before they caught flight and just held on to like the leg of the glasses while everyone was just pushing around. And I was like, holy smokes. This is.
So you can't see and you're in a pit full of people who were just shoving. Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's also, like, I didn't realize I was out of shape until I went in a mosh pit, because it was, like, after two songs, I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah, can't do it.
Please, banter. Banter band.
Like, let me have a breather.
Don't go from one song to the next.
It's too much. Dang.
Yeah, so it was pretty much after, like, the third song, and I was heavy breathing. Yeah. My glasses were off, and I was just sweaty, and I was like, oh, rock and roll.
I'm too old for this shit.
Pretty much. Ah, yeah. So you also host a show.
I do.
What show is that?
Femme Concept, Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I actually, up next, I don't have a song. I have a little story. There, PBS in the States has a really cool project called Blank on Blank, where they unearth interviews with famous people that have never been recorded or, you know, put out before, and they do little animations for them. And I talked about this, I think about a month ago, this story, because I think this story is absolutely hilarious. And I think Larry King is a very funny character. I love the idea of Larry King. Even though I think I've watched maybe like a collective hour of Larry King in my life.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a full one.
Yeah. But I think he's hilarious, and this is a very funny story about him. Well, it's not about, but it's related to him getting his start in radio. And I don't think I told it very well. So we're gonna let Larry King tell it himself. Thanks for coming on, Eleanor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure.
Always.
And to all the folks at home, come out tomorrow to see Yolks, Cheap Flavor, and the great film Spinal Tap at UBC in the Norm Theater. Starts at 7 p.m., right?
I think the doors are at 7.
Doors are at 7, so get there early. It's $5 if you're a normal person, or $3 if you're a CITR member. And with that, you get a FilmSock membership, so you can go to all of their movies for free for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Great deal.
All right.
All these tales, any of the stories, were not funny when they were happening. I was scared to death going to the principal's office. Having firemen come running in you and you're asleep on the air.
Right.
Scared to death. The night I went to the lady's house. I mean, I was petrified. I'd been in radio 2 weeks. I was 23 years old. And I did everything, because I did sports, I did news, I did disc jockey. And one day they knew I was a glutton, you know, because Larry will do it. So the station manager calls you and says, the all-night guy is sick. Would you like to fill in tonight? Sure, no problem. Now, I'm in a station all alone. It was a small station. I'll never forget this. I'm playing these records, and the phone rings. I pick it up, say, WHR. And this lady's voice, and I could still hear her voice. She goes, I want you. What'd you say? I said, I want you. And I said to myself, there's a couple of extra pluses to being in this band. So I said the immediate thing, I swear to God, I get off at 6. And she says, that I won't do. I got to go to work. You got to come now. I said, but I'm on the air. She says, I'm only 12 blocks from the station. Here's my address. If you can make it, please, I really want you. Hangs up. I got her address. I'm the only one in the station. So here's what the audience heard. Folks, I'm only sitting in tonight. So I got a real treat for you. You're going to hear the entire Harry Belafonte at Carnegie Hall album uninterrupted. At 33 minutes. Which is all the time I needed. To this day, that's still true.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines.
I put the record on. I get in the car. I swear to God. I rush to her house. 11 blocks away. I pull into the house. The light is on. The Volkswagen was in the driveway. She said the door would be open. The door was open. She's sitting there. She wore a white negligee. I never saw her face clear. The little lamp was on. My way.
Won't be back.
The radio's on, Belafonte's singing. She opens up her arms, I run into her arms, I put my arms, my cheek goes against her cheek, and on the radio, Belafonte's singing Jamaica Farewell.
Down the way where the nights, where the nights, where the nights,
where the nights, where the nights, where the nights, where the nights. I push her back, I jump in the car, I drive to the station, and this is Jewish masochism. I keep the radio on.
Where the nights, where the nights,
where the nights, where the nights, where the nights, where the nights. And I was petrified. You know, I come back, all the phones are ringing. I'm apologizing to people. And the last call, I never forgot it. Old Jewish guy. You know. WHR, and I hear this guy go, they're the nights, they're the nights. I'm going crazy, I'm going crazy. I said, sir, I apologize. Why didn't you change the station? He says, I'm an invalid. And they step the station for me on top of the bureau. I can't reach.
Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And we are back after listening to that great little story from Larry King. that was part of an interview for Esquire back in 2001 and never got published until a couple of years ago. Blank on Blank has a bunch of stuff on YouTube. They also have their own website, and they have interviews with all sorts of different people about all sorts of different things, which is quite exciting. All right, we've got now a little double whammy of some heavier music. We're going to start off with St. John, New Brunswick's Little You, Little Me. I saw, along with some other people at the station, Little You, Little Me, when we went to St. John for the NCRC conference, NCRA conference. And they're a good band, and we befriended one of the, Shay and I befriended one of the members of the band, super cool guy who does, Corey, who does all of their recordings and records for other people too. So this song's off their new album, I'd Watch the Day Till It Died, released in December. And the song is called Racket in My Brain. The band is Little You, Little Me from St. John, New Brunswick. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Alrighty, we are back. That song was Brainwashed by the Kinks, the Incredible Kinks, off of their, well, their masterpiece, Arthur or the Decline and Fall of the British Empire. I'm not sure if it's my favorite Kinks album. It's either one or two with Muswell Hillbillies, but I do think it is their best album. And that song is Brainwashed, a really fun tune that I don't think many people know by the band. So I thought I'd play it. And just before that, we played the song Racket in My Brain by Little You, Little Me off of their album I'd Watch the Day Till It Died. All right, we're coming to the end of the show here. We got a few more songs. And some interesting tunes. First, we've got a Mexican crooner of sorts called, or named Agustin Lara, from the earlier part of our last century, the 20th. And he was shown to me by a good friend of mine. And the song we're going to be playing is called Aventurera, or Adventurer. And after that, I've got two songs, and they're a bit different, by Mikhail Tereviev, who was a Russian or a Soviet composer of Armenian descent, and he composed music for a variety of films in the Soviet Union, in the 60s, 70s, 50s, 80s, for a really long time. So. And he also composed other things, but as primarily a film composer, his music is wildly diverse because, you know, the primary purpose of it is its function in the film, which makes it very interesting to listen to outside of that space. So I decided to pick two songs. The first one is called The Last Romantic, and that is a bit more of a classical piece, real pretty song, and then the song Your Voice, which is sung in Russian, I guess. So it's very cool. The album is on Bandcamp if you want film music, and I think you can order it there. It's quite expensive. It's £60 for the LP, but it's a triple LP. It's the first time it's getting released in the West. So he's quite well known in the former Soviet Union, but not so much outside of there. So this 3-LP set with 51 tracks, 24-page, 12-inch linen book, just a ton of stuff, is £60. You can buy the compact CD for, I think, £30, or the download for £20. I'm still not sure if I'm going to shell out for the full thing, but I might. I just might, because it's great. So we're going to finish off the show with these folks. The first song, Aventurera by Agustin Lara, followed by The Last Romantic and then Your Voice, both by Mikhail Tereviev. And that'll be it for Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Make sure to tune in again next week for another bit of A Face for Radio. And stay tuned. We've got Pete's Picks coming up at 11:30. And after that, Dunkin' Donuts at 12. If you're around UBC tomorrow, make sure to check out the Film Sock Beer Garden, CITR and Film Sock Beer Garden. It will be the movie Spinal Tap with bands Yokes and Cheap Flavor playing some music in between, some live music. So that's going to be an exciting, fun night. Make sure to check it out. All right, I'll see you all next week. Cara, tu amor,
joven verás. Das el precio del dolor a tu pasado, y aquel que de tu boca la miel quiera, que pague con brillantes tu pecado, que pague con brillantes tu pecado. Ya que la infamia de tu ruin destino marchito tu admirable primavera, haz menos escabroso tu camino, vende caro tu amor, aventurera. La infamia de tu destino marchito tu admirable primavera, haz menos escabroso tu camino, vende caro tu amor, aventurera.
чудится, жизнь моя, боль моя. Быть может, наша встреча сбудется, ведь так мала земля. Мир все дороже, все родней, воспоминания далеких дней. Мне все чудится, чудится город прежний, тихая улица, голос нежный, где нет любви, там нет надежды.
Выходят в свет чужие повести новых дней, юных лет.
Другая жизнь, другие скорости, весна и мир, Джульет.
В мерцании праздничных огни, воспоминания еще острей. И мне все чудится, бережно мной хранимый, кружится, кружится диск старинный, тобой и мной такой любимый. Голос чудится, жизнь моя, боль моя, едва ли наша встреча сбудется,
так велика земля.
В твоем окне зажжется свет, но этой улицы на свете нет. И только дальняя, дальняя песня ветра сердцу печальному нет ответа, и лишь надежды жизнь согреет.